Asian bird flu is turning up in Europe. Mute swans killed by the virus have been found in Greece, Italy, Austria, Slovenia, Bulgaria, and Germany. Dead swans found in Denmark are still being tested. Health officials say these discoveries show that waterfowl are moving this virus around. Ornithologists say that is far from proven. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Migrating waterfowl often rest at the duck pond at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. Today, a crowd of mallards does most of the huffing and squawking. Peter Mara, a migration expert with the zoo, says it's long been known that ducks, swans, and geese can carry the bird flu virus.
About 30% of ducks like these might be carrying some form of low pathogenic avian influenza, which doesn't hurt them or other ducks or animals that they might interact with.
Mara says it used to be assumed that the virulent H5N1 virus killed migrating waterfowl before they could go anywhere, but that assumption has taken some hits in recent months. Last fall, the virus started spreading along migratory pathways that eventually took it west to the Black Sea and then south into Africa and Europe. And just last week, a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences showed that some migratory waterfowl can live with the virus inside them.
We know that about 0.15% of waterfowl sampled will actually have live virus and be asymptomatic. That's really important because we know they can actually carry the virus, and thanks to some other studies where they have actually infected the birds in captivity, they will actually shed the virus for up to 7 days and be asymptomatic at that same time.
These developments strengthen the theory that Mara would have waved off a year ago, that migrating waterfowl are actually delivering the dreaded Asian bird flu to poultry farms by flying overhead and pooping on the flocks or in nearby waters.
And this virus can actually persist for quite a long time, 3 to 4 weeks in the wild, in water, in fecal material. And so the possibility of it actually being transmitted is pretty high.
Mara says the public health community now treats this theory as a fact, to the point where uninfected poultry found miles from dead swans are being slaughtered in parts of Europe. Unconfirmed reports that waterfowl are being shot are also in circulation. These reports have put ornithologists on the defensive, to say the least. Michael Fry is a migration expert with the American Bird Conservancy.
I think wild birds are victims of bird flu, but I don't think that these birds are really spreading the disease.
Fry says he's got lots of problems with the waterfowl as carriers theory. First, while it's clear that migrating birds pick this virus up at poultry farms, there's no evidence linking their droppings to subsequent poultry die-offs. Also, if H5N1 really is being spread around by waterfowl, why did the virus follow only one of the many migratory routes leading out of Asia?
There are many places that waterfowl go that if they were with any frequency carrying the disease, this disease would be everywhere.
And it's not. Fry says health officials need to focus less on ducks, swans, and geese and more on other ways the virus might be spreading. He says they might start by making sure poor poultry farmers get compensated when they have to kill infected flocks, lest they try to sell off birds that don't look like they're sick.
If you don't compensate them, you're going to have a whole underground movement of birds away from quarantined areas because these people will try to save their birds in the hope that they're not infected.
Fry suspects that sales like these have been driving the spread of the H5N1 virus to a much greater extent than migrating waterfowl. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.
You can see how trucking routes and migratory routes match up with the path of bird flu at our website, npr.org.